The major candidates for U.S. Senate are about a third of the way into this year's primary election season, and the next 2 months indicate that voters will have a lot of things to consider when they go to the polls. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The race attracting the most attention so far this year is the Republican primary, with statewide newcomer Joe Miller challenging incumbent Lisa Murkowski, who's up for re-election. Miller's been campaigning on a nationally based theme that solving the country's problems will only come from a change in national leadership. He says he's getting a good response to his message, and he says people see him as part of the answer to the nation's economic problems.
People are looking for those that really come from outside of the system that are interested in the constitutional approach, which is a much more limited government approach than what we've seen over the last few decades.
Miller says Murkowski does not have the answer to national economic issues, and his answer to those issues is to restrict government, stop its growth, and, quote, get the fiscal house in order by not spending more money. Senator Murkowski was working at the Capitol and preparing for a trip to Alaska this weekend, but her re-election spokesman, Steve Wachowski, calls Miller's campaign doom and gloom that doesn't consider the work Murkowski's done. He says the senator has fought the meteoric growth of government for a long time.
She voted against Obama's stimulus package, voted against the appropriations bill. She thinks that we need to create jobs, not bigger government here in this country. But the greatest asset we have is America and our freedoms, and we can pull through this. This is the land of optimism.
Congress, however, is not limited to one subject. Members also deal with local and personal issues, such as native issues, land claims, veterans issues. Wachowski says while the senator sees the economy at the heart of the campaign, she knows that being a senator goes beyond that.
She views it as her job. If people, the federal government has made promises to people because they either have served or paid into Social Security, she'll make sure that the federal government follows through, you know, with its promises.
Miller sees the national economy as the overriding issue to be dealt with, even in consideration of other needs.
Anything that involves government expenditures is all going to be subject to cut. I think Alaskans and Americans as a whole are willing to do some belt tightening to get this fiscal house back in order. So, you know, I don't have a specific platform on any of those issues that you mentioned, but I will tell you that there is virtually not a program that is not going to have some fiscal limitation.
The winner of the Republican primary will face the winner of the Democratic primary in November. Scott McAdams is working for that place on the ballot. He says it's all local, and that's what he's promoting as he travels the state. McAdams says Alaska is based on energy, new oil development, gas, renewable energy, but he says it doesn't stop there.
We also continue to go out and make the case for why every one of our towns, every one of our communities matters, why it's important that our commercial fisheries are advanced at the national level, that our next senator from Alaska understands that small town fishermen are more important than corporate lobbyists. And you know, we're making progress. We're getting out talking to a lot of folks, and we're changing hearts and minds one voter at a time.
McAdams is mayor of Sitka and says it was obvious to him a month ago that he was not well recognized beyond there. But he says he is making progress, and he says he'll be prepared for whomever the Republicans choose. The party primary elections will take place August 24th. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.